You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Jazz Jones and Jania Jones-Hell, co-founders of Mad Miracles LLC, which helps individuals and organizations reach their goals through self-development, effective communication, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, strategies, and energy management. Ladies, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today, Eric.
Thank you.
And you're both more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure. So for starters, Jazz, if you would, how would you define transformation as it pertains to business owners to kick things off today?
Well, transformation is a constant process. And I want to give initially a definition. The definition, if we look at it from a dictionary standpoint, Merriam-Webster says, a change of variables or coordinates in which a function of new variable or coordinates is substituted for each original variable or coordinate. And how that applies to business, when we go into business, you know, we have an idea of what we want to create, a vision, if you will. And hopefully with that vision, we've cultivated or we have an idea of the market that we want to address. And what happens, and the reason transformation is so important, those variables can change. And I want to point out a failed version and a successful version. If we look at a failed version, it would be a Blockbuster or a Kodak, right? They did not transform to the market that changed the variables in the marketplace and how technology was being implemented. When you look at one that's successful, it would be like Apple Computer, you know, who had some big challenges going in, and they transformed within the market, identifying the changes that were taking place from a technological standpoint and aligning that with the customer base. So it's so important that as we evolve and transform from a transformative standpoint, that we're constantly aware of the changing marketplace.
And if you would, Jazz, what do you feel is the power of energy for entrepreneurs?
Well, the power of energy, and that taps into transformation, that foundationally as business owners, we want to be clear on what our vision is, what our mission is, what our strategies and our value is. And those should all be in flow, in sync and in flow. And from that perspective, we want to realize that, and I'm going to use Warren Buffett as an example. The statement from Warren Buffett, his whole secret of his success can be reduced to this. Invest your money in good companies that you think are well run. Reinvest the profits in other good companies. Never borrow money. Do all this and your money will compound in value. Now, sounds very simple, but that's really about following the energy. When he says invest in good companies, from an energetic standpoint, we have to rely on our instinct and flow, and that boils down to relationships. And good relationships is based on good energy flow and applying our instincts while doing our homework, but it's definitely being able to rely on an energetic flow and our instincts.
Now, you feel it is important for business owners in particular to create clear intentions in their business. That certainly makes a lot of sense. What is that process about, and what will that help the business owner to do?
Well, Eric, one thing that we teach in our workshops and that we apply within business is what we call the transformula. So again, it's a formula for transformation. And that begins with a clear intention. So the formula is clear intention plus focused attention equals divine retention. And the importance of an intention, you know, in Alice in Wonderland, the deer rabbit said to Alice, "Alice, you know, where would you like to go?" And she said, "Well, I don't know. Then any road will get you there." So as a business owner, we must be clear about what it is that we want to do, who we're serving, have a very clear intention, and that is seeing a vision that's bigger than ourselves. You know, and so I often say to be clear about the vision and don't get stuck in the view and what we see in front of us, but what's the vision that's greater than you, and aligning that with our purpose. It's so important that from a visionary standpoint that we get very clear and succinct about what we want to create and who we want to serve. So there are some succinct questions that we want to ask around clarity. What do we want to do? Who are we doing it for? How do we do it? And when is the best time to do it? From a business standpoint, timing is so important. So each of those areas are important for us to gain clarity to achieve success.
And great information there today. We're joined by both Jazz Jones and Jania Jones-Hale, co-founders of Mad Miracles LLC here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jania, good to have you on the program as well. Now, I understand you're a big believer in the power of focused attention in business. Why is that? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Yes. So, Eric, you know, my mom was talking about having a vision. You have to be clear about that vision. Well, once you're clear on it, you want to have that focused attention, that action plan. There are so many, as we call them, attractive distractions that are out there. So you're focused on your business. You know, you have in mind what you want to accomplish, and then it's the squirrel syndrome. Oh, there's this. Oh, there's this. There's this. Well, when you have a focused attention on what are the strategic steps that I need to put in place, then it helps you to stay focused. So then you can accomplish what it is that you put out there. So some strategies, you know, that you put in place are goal setting, having a positive affirmation that you may say to, you know, to focus. Meditation, that quiet time, journaling, there's mind mapping, which I really enjoy, and that's where you're taking a topic, you know, your big vision, and you're connecting what's important, what are the steps and the topics that'll help you bring that to fruition. And one thing that we will be creating with our participants at the summit are vision books. And vision books is basically taking a vision board and putting it into action.
Now, I understand that you have an event coming up Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, just around the corner, called the Mad Metamorphosis Summit, where you say women can immerse, connect, discover, and emerge magnificent, as you put it. What do you expect women in business to get out of this event?
Well, you know, Eric, as a business owner, the first thing that I really want to touch on is the purpose and the power of alignment. You know, we're talking here today about words that, you know, at one point seem woo-woo in terms of, you know, oh, transformation and energy, and how does that fit into the bottom line? And at this summit, what our focus is really about showing women the power of alignment. Women, as women in business, we're so often focused on living a balanced life. And let me tell you, nothing is ever equal. If you've ever tried to balance family, to balance business, to balance your personal goals, you never give equal amount of attention to one thing. It's about being able to have focused attention and align. And the whole idea of immersion, when we say immerse, it is the idea that these collective minds can come together and focus, immerse in your goal, in your vision. So if you're already in business and you're looking to up-level your business, immersing in your vision and what we call the foundational structure, get immersed in that. It's so important as business owners that we go back and we revisit what our vision is, what are our strategies, what are our goals, what's our mission? Revisit that and make sure that it is in alignment with our purpose. So it's an opportunity to emerge in that, immerse, and to put forth some strategies and practices that we're going to be showing individuals, because success is a consistent practice. And so immersing and focusing on what you want to create allows you to, as the sculptor David did, was to chip away. You know, David said that inside the marble David already existed. What he did was chip away at the excess. So when we allow ourselves to immerse, the next opportunity once we immerse is to connect, right? So chipping away and allowing that vision, if you will, to come forth and connecting that with other like-minded individuals. It's a weekend of a mastermind where great minds are coming together to share ideas and to share practices and concepts, and then discover what some of those latent gifts, what's something within you as a business owner that you might not have even recognized. You know, we say it's as close as the nose on your face and as clear as the nose on your face, but we don't get to see the nose unless we're looking in the mirror, right? And so here's an opportunity for you to discover something that's very present for you that you might not have put attention on, and how we can utilize some strategies and practices to bring those forth and help you up level. And if you're just getting started in business, it's a great time to come and create a roadmap through our mind mapping and vision booking. So each of these practices is an opportunity to, again, immerse, connect, and then discover, and what we call emerging magnificent. It's a mad miracles word that combines magnificent and divine, and we invite individuals to come and experience that at the Mad Metamorphosis Summit.
Jazz and Jania, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get further details on this event coming up Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, and also your company, Mad Miracles LLC, where can they get all the details?
Well, we invite everyone to visit our website at madmiracles.com, and it's miracles with an S, madmiracles.com. Information is there on the event page for the summit where you can register for the summit. You can also register for some individual events. It's August 30th through September 2nd, and I want to just invite your listeners to try the formula for 30 days, and that's to create an intention every day and to put down five things that you can put focused attention on. And the daily check-in is simply, what is my intention? Where's my attention? To help eliminate some of what we call those attractive distractions.
And that certainly is a challenge, and thanks for focusing in on that and mentioning that in conclusion. It is madmiracles.com. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure joining you. Thank you. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with both Jazz Jones and Jania Jones-Hale, co-founders of Mad Miracles LLC, which helps individuals and organizations reach their goals through self-development, effective communication, critical thinking, emotional intelligence strategies, and energy management. And for all the details, visit madmiracles.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.